Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Gehringer steals third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Burnett moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Davis reaches second base with a double. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geringer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Webb strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a pop-up beyond second. Geringer can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burnett. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Burnett steals second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Geringer catches it and throws to second with Rogel covering, to double up Burnett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schubel strikes out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shovel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan moves to third. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shovel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan scores. Cecil moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shovel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shovel. Vosmick moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker strikes out. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schubel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb scores. Rogel moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Real pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Vosmek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to third. Vosmek moves to second. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Burnett scores. Vosmek moves to third. Myatt moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmek scores. Myatt moves to third. Com moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Com scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cecil. Schubel moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Schubel scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Indians. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett strikes out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoxett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.